We're starting Hilchos Sumnin, Halacha Beis. In order to understand this halacha better, we'll try to give an introduction from Likutei Moran regarding the chapter that Rav Nosson Zal is going to be basing this halacha on. It's a famous chapter on Likutei Moran. It's chapter 30 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which addresses some major topics. Rabbeinu Zal there speaks about a person seeking out a rabbi, and he emphasizes shooting high. He says there are people that might say that, why do I have to have the biggest rabbi? I simply need someone that knows more than I do, and that's good enough for me to learn from. And Rabbeinu Zal says that that's not true, because just as when a person's physically ill, depending on how serious the illness is, that's how much they need a specialist to address it, so too when a person is spiritually ill, the person needs, depending on how serious they perceive the illness to be, they need a specialist, they need a major tzaddik to be able to help them. And not just to be able to help them, but Rabbeinu Zal speaks about hasogas elokus, heavenly knowledge, heavenly wisdom, and the ability to be able to bring it down to a person's level, to constrict it. And he says that this constriction corresponds to the pupil of the eye, which is called the shochor sheba'ayin, the black part of the eye, or the bat ayin, as it's called, the pupil through which a person takes in all kinds of wisdom, knowledge, everything, mostly absorbed by the eyes. So specifically, it's this pupil of the eye, this black dot in the eye, which is the one that has the ability to constrict within itself all kinds of knowledge and wisdom. This concept of the pupil of the eye being that object through which a person takes in all kinds of wisdom is comparable to the malchus, the attribute of malchus, which is the keli, into which all the different lights that come from the other midos of Hashem that are above malchus, all of them are shining into there, and the malchus is the vehicle through which we are able to receive knowledge of Hashem, wisdom. The malchus itself, in fact, is called the pupil of the eye. Bakoil, basayin, different terminology that Rabbeinu Zal uses for it. And he says that the tzaddik has to have the ability of taking seichel ho'elyoin, high level of seichel, and cloaking it in seichel ha'tachtoin for us to be able to benefit from it, for us to be able to use it properly. The seichel ha'tachtoin he refers to as malchus, he refers to it as the pupil of the eye, the hair on a person's head, different items which represent kelim in which a person receives this seichel ho'elyon. Now Rabbeinu Zal says there that it's impossible for a person to have this malchus, this seichel hatachtoin as we call it, unless the person is zeichet to be soine botza, which means that the person despises illegal money or someone else's money, something that doesn't belong, any kind of treif money, which is money that he doesn't need, money that isn't his. It's only a person that's zeichet to be soine botza, that's misitro de malchus. We find that when Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for leaders for the Jewish people based on his discussion with Yisroi about setting up a hierarchy, one of the main qualities that was required for a person to be qualified to be a leader in Klal Yisrael was Yirei Elokim Anshei Emes Soinei Botza. People who are not interested in somebody else's money. They have what they have, and they're not looking for anything more than that. And Rabbeinu Zal explains, he proves from Psukim to show that Malchus of Kedusha is dependent on this. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say that a person who has this Seichel Elyoin and Seichel Tachtoin has to see to it to draw life into it, chius into it. And he says that this chius comes from the oir haponim of Hashem, kaviyachol, from the light of the face of Hashem. And he mentions the fact that the Torah tells us that the Jews had a mitzvah three, sholosh pomim bashona, yeroe kol zchurcho es panei Hashem alikecho. The mitzvah of coming to the Beis HaMikdash to see Hashem, kaviyachol, to receive this oir haponim, And this is what strengthens this chokhmah, this seichel of kedusha, the seichel elyon, seichel tachtoin, receives special chius from this oyer aponim of Hashem, which generally is displayed on holidays, the three holidays. Now, Rabbeinu Zal says that this attribute of malchus, because of the fact that it's seichel hatachtoin, in a sense, it's not a very high level. Within the levels of kedusha, it's the bottom. It has a risk factor attached to it that the tumah can easily attach itself to it and pull it down, pull the malchus down to itself. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says that when this happens, we find the Malchus of Kedusha falling into the Klipos. We find them having leadership and authority and kingdom and control. And a person has to be able, when this happens, Rabbeinu Zal shows how Malchus is represented by the letter Dalet, 4. David, in the word Yehuda, the Dalet stands for David HaMelech, which is the symbol of Malchus. He is the symbol of the eternal kingdom of Klal Yisrael, and there are other proofs to it also as to why. But Rabbeinu Zal says this is why you find that on the major holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, which are times when we're supposed to go see Hashem in the Beis HaMikdosh, and those are times of judgment, which is Malchus, each one of those holidays has something with four. The 4 cups of wine on Pesach, the Dalet Minim on Sukkos, and on Shavuos, the learning of the Torah, which is also related to the number 4, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there. And Rabbeinu Zal says that when this Malchus falls into the hands of the Klipos and Tumah, we have to be able to slice it away from them, out of their grasp, and return it to the Kedusha. That's the terminology that's used. Just as when Shmuel Anovi took Agag, it says he sliced him into 4 pieces, Chotchoy Ledalid, specifically symbolizing Agag is Amolek. They represent the Malchus of Tumah, the Rashis Goyim Amolek, the leadership of all the nations of the Goyim, and the Tikkun there involved a slicing the Malchus away from them to return it to the Kedusha. Rabbeinu Zal explains in this chapter that in order to slice the Malchus away from Tumah and bring it back to the Kedusha, you need Chesed. You need Chesed and Tzedakah, those kind of items. Because Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya where it says, V'huchan b'chesed kisei, that when you want to establish the throne, which is Malchus, the way to do it is Chesed. And we understand it because when we talk about the Midos of Hashem, the set is Chesed Gvura Tiferes Netzach Hod Yisoid Malchus. Malchus is the bottom, Chesed is the top of that set. When the Malchus falls into the wrong hands, we want to be able to pull it back up. We need Chesed, which is the top one of the set that's closest to Malchus, to be able to bring it back in. And he quotes another pasuk which says, V'kitzru l'fi Chesed. You will cut with kindness. So that when we want to be able to make this cut, to sever the Malchus, which the nations of the Goyim, or the Klipos, or the Tumah have taken hold of, we want to sever it from them, the way that it's done is through Chesed. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that this Chesed comes in the form of Toichocha, that when Tzadikim are Moichiach people, when they give reprimand, and they do it with love and kindness, this reprimand is the item that has the ability to remove, to slice away the Malchus that's been taken hold of by the Klipos, by the Tumah, and to return it to the Kedusha. These are the basic major items that are discussed in this chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Lamed, in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is a long chapter, and it goes into a lot of detail on each one of these items that we covered in short. Rav Nosson Zal, in this halacha, is going to be using this chapter on Likutei Moran to understand our topic of the Dalet Shomrim, the 4 types of watchmen and the laws that apply to them. As we go through the halacha, we'll try to clarify whatever points need to be clarified related to the halacha. Now we begin Hilchas Umnin Halacha Beis. Rav Nosson Zal writes, Ha Umnin Shomrei Socharim. The Shulchan Aruch says that a craftsman has the same law as a watchman who's being paid for watching. Inyan Hadalet Shomrim. Now we're going to discuss the topic of the 4 different types of watchmen, which we've discussed several times already. Al Pi HaMaimar Mishra de Sakina, based on the chapter on the Likutei Moran that's entitled Mishra de Sakina, Simen Lamed, chapter 30. Ayin Shom, look over there. Ki Hasechel HaTachtoin Bechinas Chochmo Tato, Shehu Bechinas HaChochmo Shebechol Oilom Voilom HaMenaheges Es Oilom. Rav Nosson Zal just quotes highlights from that chapter. There it discusses Sechel HaTachtoim, which is sometimes referred to as Chochmo Tato, which represents that Sechel which governs each and every world, meaning the Malchus. The Malchus is the kingdom within each and every single sphere. He Bechinas Malchus, that's called Malchus. In other words, other terms that are used for Malchus are Chochmah Tato, Sechel HaTachtoim, Velov Oilozeh HaSechel Hualidei Soinei Botzar. And in order for a Jew to have that properly, to have the Sechel, that's needed to govern a the person has to be soine botza, a person who is not tainted with any bad money. This is why we find that during the time of Shmuel Hanovi, he was able to put Amalek in his place, to slice Agag, to destroy Agag and other things, because Shmuel Hanovi was the one who, when he passed away, said to the Jews, I challenge you, let one of you say that I took any pleasure from you, that I took anything from you, or I had any benefit whatsoever from you. It says whenever he traveled, he took his own food along. He didn't want to have Hanoah from anybody, because he understood that based on his gift to the Jewish people, based on what he was expected to accomplish, he was the one who anointed Dovra Melech as king, and he was the one to wipe out Agag. He had to be extra, extra careful in this item of Soinei Botza. That's one item that Rav Enizal discusses there. The next item, V'tzorech lahamshich chiyus lozer ha-sechel. A Jew has to see to it that this sechel ha-tachtoin, which is called Malchus has a tendency to bury. The Gemara says that out of all the children of Yaakov Avinu, the one that died first was Yosef HaTzadik. Why? Because he was a king, he was a viceroy. And the Gemara says, Horabonus mekaberes es ba'aleho. Kingdom buries, it kills. So therefore, anyone that's involved in Malchus has to know that they have to take an extra precaution to draw chius into the Malchus. Just as the Torah says that every single Jew is required to write a Sefer Torah, a king is required to write two Sefer Torah. Double. Why? Because the Torah is Chaim, it's called Eitz Chaim, and the king has an extra responsibility to be careful to be drawing life into himself, because he has something that's drawing him towards death, Malchus. V'ikar hachius hu me'oir haponim. The main source of life comes from the light of Hashem's face. There's a pasuk, Bo'or penei melech Chaim, that when you want to draw Chaim to the melech, the source that you get it from is the Oyer Haponim, the light of Hashem's face, Hameir Biragolim, which shines especially during the holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, because that's when the Torah instructs us to go to the Beis HaMikdash to see the Penei Hashem, to see the face of Hashem. We do this today by visiting our rabbi. The Gemara speaks about Chayev Odom Lahakbil Penei Raboi Boregel, because today, the Tzadikim, their face has on it the light of the Shechina, in a sense. That's a substitute for the light of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Rabbi Nizal says over there, Ulefomim noifel b'chinas chochmat ator, b'chinas ha-seichel anal, b'chinas malchus, v'nasa mizeh dalet malchus deklipa. There are times that this seichel ha-tachtoim, this chochmat ator, this malchus of Kedusha, there are times when it falls into the wrong hands. It falls into the hands of the goyim, and that's why we had four major kingdoms which exiled the Jewish people. Bavel, Edom, Paras, and Yovan, the four exiles that the Jews experienced, where each time it was a leading nation of the world that exiled the Jewish people. The Babylonians, the Romans, you know, the Greeks, each one, and the Persians. V'tzorech kolechot lirois lachtoich ulahavdil ez b'chinas malchus dikdusha min adalet malchus. Each and every Jew has to feel a responsibility to slice away the Malchus of Kedusha from being in the possession of these Dalit Malchios of Klipa, of Tumah, and to raise it back into the Kedusha. V'zeh nas al yidei ha-chesed. A Jew participates in this through chesed. To the extent that a Jew is involved in acts of kindness, this is how he helps make a tikkun for the Malchus, Bebechinas vehuchan b'chesed kisei. As the pasuk says, the throne will be established through kindness. Bechinas kitzru lefi chesed. And as the pasuk says, cut with kindness. U'bishvil zeh rodaf Avraham achra dalet malochim. This is why the Torah tells us of an incident where Avraham Avinu was the one who chased after four kings. The Torah says there was a battle between four kings and five kings, and the four were so powerful that they defeated the five. And then they took his nephew Lot captive, and then Avraham Avinu went after them, and he defeated them, these four kings. Avraham Avinu is known as the Ish HaChesed. He was the one who had the ability to chase after these four kings and to take away the kingdom from them and restore it to the Kiddusha. Kihem bechinas dalit malchias. They represent the four kings of Tumah. Kihu hayo ish chesed. Avram Avinu was outstanding in his kindness. Vaidei chesed chotach vehivdil malchus dikdusha miadalit malchias. And through his chesed, he had the ability to slice away the malchus of Kiddusha from them and to bring it back into the good. V'alkein yotzu mimenu dalid bonim. This is why we find that from Avraham Avinu came forth four children, which are Yitzchak, Yishmael, and from Yitzchak came forth Yaakov and Esav. All of them originate from Avraham Avinu. And these four, Shehem Keneged Arbo Bonim Dibro Torah. In the Haggadah we speak about the four different types of sons, the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tom, and the Shene De Elisha. The Chacham corresponds to Yitzchak Avinu. Rabbi Nizal explains this there in the Likutei Moran, because there's a pasuk, Ben Chacham Yismach Aviv, that when a person has a child that's intelligent, the father is very happy. The word Yitzchak means happiness, Tzchoik. The Rosho is Esav. The Tam is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is called Ish Tam, Yoshev Oyalim. And the Sheinoi De Elishol is Yishmoel, because the Gemara says Yishmoel did tshuva. And when a person does tshuva, the first thing they encounter is they don't know what to ask. They don't even know what to ask. They don't know what to ask first. Where do you begin from? So Yishmoel is the symbol of Sheinoi De Elishol. These four children of Avram Avinu represent the four Malchias, this Dalet of Malchus. Shem b'chinas Dalet, b'chinas Malchus Dikdushish, b'chinas Dalet, Ayin Shom Kolze Bayer Hetev. In Likutei Maranove, you'll see all of this explained very well. Now note, the Gemara says, Avraham Tikein Shachris. Each one of the forefathers of Jews gave us a different one of the three tefillos. Avram Avinu gave us the tefillah of Shachris, which is Miloshin Shachrus. Shachrus means blackness, the pupil of the eye. The black part of the eye is called the Shachrus of the eye. And in fact, the Torah tells us that Avram Avinu bas hoyseloi la Avraham u'bakol shmo. Avram Avinu had a daughter called Bakol. Bakol means everything, like the pupil of the eye, which takes in everything, which is called the bat ayin. The Torah says about him, he had a bat, which was bakol, which took in everything. That's this malchus, which is this blackness, this sechel hatachtoim, which the moon, which is a reflection of the sun, even though the sun is billions of times bigger than it, and yet the moon is able to take inside of it to be a reflection of the sun. And this word shachris, Rabbi Nizal says over there in the Likutei Moran, is Rashi Tevot, Chacham, Rasha, Tom, She'eni Yodea. The four children that came from Avram Avinu are reflected in this Tikkun of Shachris, the morning prayer which Avram Avinu gave us, and also this Shachris, this pupil of the eye, which represents the Malchus of Kiddusha. Now Rabbi Nizal says, V'zeh Bechinas Dalit Shoimrim. With this we could understand the concept of the four different types of watchmen. Ki hashmira zebechinas malchus. The concept of guarding is a concept of malchus. Shehu bechinas shomer. The term shomer, we had it in this yesterday's reading of the Torah in Parshas Voschanan. Shomer es yoyim hashabos lekatshoi. Shmira is an union of malchus. Kemuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. Ki hi midas laila, because watching, guarding, is generally something that's associated with nighttime. During the daytime, you don't need a watchman. You need a night watchman. She'oz tzrichin shmira kiyadua. At night is when a person needs protection and needs to be guarded, not to go out alone at night. That concept. Just as the malchus is that which needs the guarding and protection. That's the one that's most susceptible to be harmed by the klipos. This is why you could understand now why there's four types of watchmen according to the Torah, corresponding to the number four, which represents Malchus. Sheshom tzrichim shmira min adalet malchios. Because it's when dealing with Malchus that a person needs to protect it very well from the four kingdoms of Tumah, which we know an example of it was the four kingdoms that exiled the Jewish people. Ve'ikra hashmiro hu kifimah shezoichen lahalois esamalchus digdusha mehadalit malchios al yidei hachesed u'mechayin oiso al yidei oir haponim. The main way that we are able to protect the malchus of kedusha from the four malchus of klip of tumah is through chesed. By doing chesed, we said, that's what severs, slices the malchus away from those four kingdoms of tumah. But that's not enough. Fine, you got it out of their hands. Still, this malchus is a thing that needs life. By nature, it buries. We said, horabonus mikaberus es balehom. You need to draw light into the malchus from the oir haponim, from the light of Hashem's face. Umechayin oiso, we give chius to the malchus, alidei oir haponim. We quoted the pasuk, bo'or penei melech chayim, that the oir haponim is what gives chius to the melech, to the malchus. Ki alidei ze nishmorin mikol mine hazekos. And this is how a person protects himself from all types of harm, all types of damage. If a Jew will learn how we watch how the shmira of the malchus, then he'll know how to protect himself and all of his possessions, because we're going to see in a minute that a Jew, and specifically his possessions, are bechinas malchus. Ki kol hachafetzim shel hodom, v'chol ho'ashiru sheloi heim bechinas malchus. All of a Jew's possessions and all of his wealth is his kingdom. In other words, a person is a king in his own home. His possessions crown him. That's his kingdom. Ki malchus hi bechinas ashirus. Because kingdom is synonymous with wealth. We say it in the davening. V'ho'osher v'ha'kovoid. Those two go together. Kovoid is malchus. V'yovoi melech ha'kovoid. Melech shemocho ha'kvoid en kvoid ha'mochu. And ashirus goes together with kovoid. So Rabbi Nazal says that the wealth, Rabbi Nazal says that the wealth of a person is his malchus. Ki mebechinas malchus yoitzin kol hadvorim sheboilam. Because everything that exists in this world, everything that was created in this world, comes from the malchus. Ki hi bechinas hasechel hamenaheges es kol hoilam. Because the malchus represents the sechel which governs and rules the world and controls the world. V'alkein iker tikkun malchus digdusha al yidei soinei botza. This is why Rabbi Nazal teaches us in that chapter in the Kutemran that the main tikkun for malchus digdusha is dependent on a person's ability to reject money that doesn't belong to him, money that isn't his, money that shouldn't be his. Ki kishenoiflim el taivas momoin. Because when a Jew falls into the wrong type of desire for money, azai poigmin b'malchus digdusha. That's one of the ways that he makes defective the malchus of kedusha, shehi bechinas ashiras kanal, which is synonymous with wealth. Avol mi shesoinei botza, whereas a person who despises illegal money or money that's not his or money that he doesn't really need, v'zoicha lebechinas chochma hanal, and thereby is zoicha to the chochma tato, bechinas malchus dikdusha, which we said is synonymous with malchus. Azai hamomoin v'hashiru sheloi v'chol hachafeitzim sheloi yokor moi. Then that Jew's money and his possessions and his wealth becomes something very, very special, very precious, very important. Ki momoin digdusho yokor moid. Because holy money, kosher money, is something that's very precious. Kimuva b'divrei Rabbein Ezal b'mokom achar, as Rabbein Ezal speaks about this in Likutei Moran. So we said that momoin digdusha is something that's very precious. V'alkein momoin digdusha tzorech shmira gedoyla. And therefore, holy money requires tremendous protection. Ki hu bechinas malchus, because it's malchus, sheshom tzrichen shmira gedoyla mebechinas dalet malchios. Where we learned earlier that the malchus digdusha requires tremendous protection from those four malchias of Tuma that want to get hold of it and pull it down. Shehem bechinas chayos rois. The malchias of Tuma are symbolized by wild animals. Kama shekosu bedoniel ubizcharia shehim shilas hadalid malchios bedalid chayos rois. Where there it compares the four kings of the Goyim to four different wild animals. Kimehen boim kol hazeko sheboilam, because it's from these dalit malchias of tuma and klipa that all damage and all destruction and all losses that Jews experience, it's all coming from there. V'alkein momoin digdusha tzorech shmira gedoyla mehem, and therefore holy money, Jewish kosher money, has to be very well protected from them. As Rabbeinu Zal warned his students to watch their money very carefully, Jewish money, because it's holy money, because the money requires tremendous shmira. Again, we said that money is synonymous with Malchus. Malchus is that attribute of Hashem that's an inch away from Klipa, Tuma. There's Malchus, and there's Yesoi, Teferes, Netzach, Chesed. All of those other things are way up. The Malchus is the bottom of the feet. That's why we say a Jew is not allowed to walk around barefoot. Why? Because the feet represent the Malchus, the lowest part of the Kedusha, where it's easiest for the Tumah to grab hold of it and pull it down. It's right near the Tumah. So by Rav Nosson Zal explaining to us that money is Malchus, and kosher money is Malchus of Kedusha, then you better be aware that kosher money has to be very well protected and guarded. Because these Dalit Malchus of Klip and Tumah want very much to get hold of it and pull it down to them, because they know that that's Malchus. They know that that's the thing that they can grab hold of most easily. V'ikra shmiro shel amomoin v'ashirus shubchinas malchus v'aydei shemalenes b'chinas amalchus chochmat ha'tola na'al min ha'dalit malchus u'malen oiso u'mechayen oiso aydei oyer haponim. Now Rabbeinu Zal had explained in that chapter in Likut Imran that the main way that you're able to protect this Malchus is by plugging it into the Oyer Haponim. The Oyer Haponim is what shines life into the Malchus, to keep it alive and well. That's how the person protects the Malchus, which means their possessions, from all types of harm and damage. Mikneva Vaveda, from theft and loss, Voinsin and armed robbery, all kinds of things. Because these four kingdoms of Tuma are represented by wild animals that look to tear things away, tear and destroy. This is what the Gemara speaks about when the Gemara talks about a person's cattle or possessions being harmed through oinsin. Oinsin is an umbrella term that's used to refer to wild animals. A lion coming and eating up your sheep or your cattle. Or armed robbers. This is all under that term, chayes rois, which is synonymous with malchus de klipa. We said that if you look in the prophets in Daniel and Zechariah, when they talk about Bovel and Edom, they compare them to wild animals. V'alkein, therefore, when a Jew is successful in slicing away the Malchus, Dikdusha, from them, that's how the person protects his possessions from this type of harm called Oinsin. And through the person shining the light from the face of Hashem Kaviyochel into this Malchus, into this Chochmat HaTorah, that's how he's going to be able to protect his possessions from theft and loss. There are two categories of Hezek. There's Oinsin, is one category. We said that that's the wild animals or armed robbers. That's called Oinsin. The second category is Gneva Vaveda. That's where a person sneaks into your house at night and steals something, or you left a window open or a door open, somebody snuck in and stole something, or a person loses something. They weren't paying attention to the thing, it fell out of their pocket, you know, they left it behind. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki Gneva Vaveda, He Malidei Pigam Hadas. We've mentioned this earlier, that when a person loses something, or when somebody sneaks into your house and steals something, that's from Pigam in Das. That's because you weren't thinking well, you weren't conscious. You lost consciousness for a moment, that's how you lost an item. Or that's how you didn't remember to lock the door well enough, or to check the windows to make sure that somebody shouldn't be... So that's the Bechina of Pigam in Das. כי יקרא גניבה ואבדה הם בוים בהסך הדעס שעוז דייקו בו הגנה וכן הוא אבדה כי ידוע בחוש. We know that generally that kind of theft or that kind of loss comes as a result of הסך הדעס. ועל כן הגניבה ואבדה הם בחינס פגם הדעס. Therefore that type of damage is a concept of פגם הדעס. ועל כן על ידי שמחיין החוכמתתו בחינס מלכוס על ידי אור הפונים שבחינס חורס השכל אליון שמאיר ומשל מהשכל התחתוים. Therefore, by a Jew taking the Malchus, which we call Sechel HaTachtoim, and feeding it with Sechel HaElyon, which is the light of the face of Hashem, which is Das, which is Chochma, that's what protects from these two types of harm. Gneva Naveda. Nimtza Shenishlam HaSechel. When the connection is being made properly between Sechel Elyon and Sechel Tachtoim, and it's flowing, the Sechel Elyon is feeding the Sechel Tachtoim, then the Sechel is Bishlemus, then there won't be any Gneva Vaveda. V'al Kein, Aydeze, Nitzoylem, Gneva Vaveda, Shem Kluim, Bishlemus Adas. Nimtza, therefore, Rav Nosson Zal summarizes, Shalidei, Shem Malin, Es HaMalchus, Likdusha, Midalit, Malchiois. Step one is that the person raises up the Malchus of Kedusha and gets it out of the hands of these four kings of Tumah, you know, that grabbed hold of it. That's how the person protects himself from Ein Sin. If a person will accomplish that, then he got it out of the hands of the Chai Yisrois. It means he's protected from Ein Sin. Then when he does the second step of taking this Malchus which he rescued from the hands of the Klipois and starts shining into it from Chochmah, then he'll be able to, that's the Tikkun HaMoichin Hadas, that'll protect him from the second set of harm, which is Gneva Vaveda. Umechayin ois haidei oir aponim, haidei ze nitzelen mikol mine hezekois mi Gneva Vaveda v'oinsin. If a person did this two-step procedure, he has taken out all the protection he needs to protect him from both items, oinsin and Gneva Vaveda. Now just for a moment, to deviate for a moment, there's one place in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal shows how a Jew does this in Kiddush Friday night. Note, wine is Malchus. There's a pasuk in the Megillah where it says, V'yein Malchus Rov Kiyad HaMelech, that the Achashverosh gave wine as much as he wanted. It says, V'yein Malchus. A Jew on Friday night, when they're making Kiddush, is supposed to do a two-step procedure. Step one is to lift up the wine, lift up the cup from the table. That's taking the Malchus out of the hands of what it was in before. What's the next thing you're supposed to do? Noisein Einov Bayayin. You're supposed to look at the wine. And that looking at the wine represents shining the Or Haponim, your eyes, into the Malchus. That's one example of this concept of a two-step procedure of a tikkun for this Malchus. And we said the first step is the tikkun for Ein Sin. You're grabbing the Malchus out of the hands of the Chai Yisrois, the Malchut, the former. The second step is Das. You're using your eyes. The Das, that's the Tikkun for Gneva Vaveda. You get it away from the bad, and then you shine good into it. It's sort of a neutral, seemingly sort of a neutral type item. And therefore it can easily fall into the hands of the Tumah. First get it out of their hands, and then pour into it the good, the Chesed and the Moichin. We'll have more on this.
You could have Gneva.
Gneva and Aveda, correct. Aveda, Aveda. We said that Gneva and Aveda, Gneva means theft.
Yes.
The kind of theft where somebody, where a person leaves a door open in their house, or a person leaves a window unlocked, and somebody crawls in on the sneak, comes from Hesach Adas. You weren't thinking. You didn't check. Before you went to sleep, you didn't lock the door. You forgot to lock the door. That kind of item. Aveda means where a person loses something. A person's carrying a wallet and they weren't careful when they put the wallet in to make sure to see that it went all the way in the pocket. It was sticking out a little bit and then they moved around and it fell out and they lost it. Those types of harm come from hesachat, lack of das. We said that step two of the tikkun hamalchus here requires da, using your eyes, your das, shining das into the malchus. Therefore that's the tikkun, that's the protection of the malchus from being harmed in these ways. Gneva Vaveda. Ois Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas ha-chiluk edinim she-yesh ben ha-shoimrim. With this we could understand the different laws that apply to the different types of watchmen. Ki shoyel, because a Jew who borrows something from someone else, he becomes responsible to watch over that thing that he borrowed. Kol hano sheloi, he's reaping full benefit of that object. He's permitted to use it 100%, and he's not paying anything for that usage. V'alkein chayev bakoil. That's why all responsibility and liability for anything that goes wrong is on him. Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Ki ikar he'olas ha-malchus digdusha mi'adalet malchiyois yalidei ha-chesed. Because we learned earlier that if a person wants to remove the malchus of kedusha from the four kingdoms of Tumah, the way that it's done is through chesed. Rabbeinu Zal quoted a pasuk, v'kitzru lefi chesed. You cut away the malchus of kedusha from the Tumah through chesed, through acts of chesed. Because chesed is the top one of the seven spheroids, the set of which malchus is the bottom one. So when the malchus, lahavdil, you have a yo-yo. When the yo-yo goes all the way down, when you want to get it back up, you pull on top and the yo-yo comes up. Lahavdil, lahavdil. The malchus, which is all the way on bottom, when the klipas grab hold of it and try to pull it past the bottom down to them, you tug on the top. You tug on chesed, and the chesed is what's able to pull up the malchus, to get it back up out of their hands. V'alkein, kol hachafetzim shelodom, shem b'chinas malchus sheloi. Therefore, all the possessions of a person which represent his kingdom, his house is his kingdom, his car is part of his kingdom, whatever he owns. V'ho'odom mekabel hano mikol chefetz v'chefetz. And a person derives pleasure from each object that they have. V'zois ha'hano ze b'chinas ahavo, b'chinas chesed. The pleasure that a person derives from each one of their possessions is a concept of a love that they feel towards that item, and it's a concept of chesed. All the possessions of a person represent their malchus, and the kesher that the person has with those possessions, the love and pleasure that he has from those possessions represent his kesher. V'alkein, and that's where a person gets all types of ahava, and hano comes from a person's possessions, whether it's a person's wife, whether it's a person's house, whether it's a person's sforim, anything. That's what he's drawing hano from and ahava from. V'alkein tzorech kol odom lirois lehalois kol ho'avois v'hanois sheyesh loy mei eze chefetz or mei eze dovor sheboilam lehalois hakoy lehashem yizborach. Therefore, one of the main responsibilities of a Yid in this world is to see to it to elevate the love and pleasure that he derives from, or that he has for, any of his possessions, to elevate that to Hashem. It shouldn't be a physical pleasure that's self-satisfying, that's just for himself, but it should be something that's pleasing to Hashem. L'ha'alois ho'ava l'sharosho, to elevate this ahava to its origin, lebechinas chesed shebekdusha, which is in Hashem's attribute of chesed, kindness. Love and kindness go together. So when a person says, I love my car, I love my this, I love my that, Rav Nosson Zal is saying that ahava is mekusher to chesed. And a person has to see to it, to make that connection. How do you make that connection? By doing chesed with your possessions. That's how you elevate the ahava to its shorish, to chesed, which is the shorish of ahava. Vazai, al yidei zeh, al yidei shemal, ha'ahava sheboisei hadovar lebechinas chesed shebikdusha, by a Jew elevating the ahava that he has in that item, by his elevating it to the meat of chesed, al yidei zeh hu male es bechinas hamalchus mehadalet malchiyos al yidei chesed shebikdusha. That's called extracting the malchus of kedusha from the hands of the malchus de klipa that it fell into through chesed. In other words, when Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Kutei Moran and he uses the Kabbalistic terms that there's malchus and chesed, and the malchus falls into the hands of the dalet malchios, you got to cut it away from me and lift it up to chesed. Here, Rav Nosson Zal is showing you how each one of us has an opportunity to do this in daily life. What's malchus? What do you mean? I'm okay. Where's my crown?
I'm lucky if I have a yarmulke on my head.
Where's it? So the answer is, my crown is my possessions. All of a person's possessions are his malchus.
So my possessions are mine.
Where in the world do my possessions fall into malchus the klipa? The answer is when my attachment to my possessions and my love for my possessions is not bringing any satisfaction to Hashem, it's not serving Hashem in any positive way, then it's serving the other side, then it's serving the other team, the malchus the klipa. And there I have to see to it to get all my possessions to serve Hashem. How? Rav Nosson Zal makes this analysis that the kesher between you and your possessions is a certain ahava. What's the shirish of the mid of ahava? When a person has ahava inside of them, if anything, that has a source. It has a source in Hashem. By Hashem, there's one of the attributes of Hashem is chesed, and all types of ahava that exist in this world are to some extent plugged into chesed, or supposed to be plugged into chesed. Now, if you take the pleasure that you could be having from your possessions and you use that for chesed, you use it to help someone else, that kind of thing, that's how you're taking your possession, which is your malchus, and taking it away from the malchus the klipa and bringing it, elevating it into the kedusha, using chesed. This is what's called elevating the malchus, which we spoke about earlier. Because a person's possessions, they are malchus. And when a Jew does not elevate the ahava that's found in each one of his possessions, then his possessions are feeding the Sitrachra. You mean to say it's possible for a Jew to have a brand new shiny Mercedes in his garage? It's parked in my garage. How in the world could you possibly tell me that that's helping? The answer is, Rav Nosson Zal says that this item is malchus. This $120,000 car is a malchus. It's kingdom. It's kavod. It's ashirus, which means it's malchus. And if that's not plugged into Hashem, then you better believe it's plugged in elsewhere. If you're not going to take steps to see to it that it's plugged into Hashem, then it's plugged in elsewhere. Here, specifically, one way of plugging it into Hashem is using it for doing mitzvahs, using it for going to shul, using it specifically for things for Hashem. But here, in particular, Rabbeinu Zalm spoke about chesed as being the tikkun for malchus. So Rav Nosson Zal is going to address that point here. How through chesed, we take the malchus out of the hands of klipa and bring it into the kedusha. Ki kemoi sheha'olas ha-malchus dikdusha idea chesed shebikdusha, just as we learned on a spiritual level that the elevation of malchus into the kedusha is through chesed, kemoi kein lehepech. The opposite is just as true. Al idei ho'ahavois hanefulois chasashon, when a person likes the wrong thing, when a person is poigem in chesed, the opposite of chesed, or chesed misplaced chesed, mizgaber chas v'shol malchus harisho shem dalet malchus, he gives strength to the malchus the klipa. Ki kol hataivois sheboilam heim bechinas ahavois nefulois, all of a person's own personal desires that don't benefit Hashem in any way, they are all in the category of ahavois nefulois. They represent a fallen type of love, not a love that's constructive or good, but it's the opposite. And that gives strength to the malchus of the Rishon, alidei pigam hachesedikdusha, by being poigim in chesedikdusha, shemishom boim ho ahavois hanefulois. And it's when the chesed is defective, it shows itself in ahavois nefulois, in a person loving what they're not supposed to love. If a person loves three pieces of cake, if a person loves that second piece of cake, that's ahavois nefula. The first one, there might be a svara that I'm eating it to give strength to the body, to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, to stab. The second one, that already I have to ask myself, if it's not giving strength, if it's not nourishment, then it's doing the opposite, then it's feeding klipot. Or if a person needs one car, and they have two cars, one for show, or one for... Then again, if it's not feeding the side of Kedusha, then it's a bechin of an avon of... Or he wants, I want this because I like it. That's what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? It's not that I need it. I like it. I like to have it. That's why I have it. The answer is that liking. You have to ask yourself if it's coming from a place of avo dikdusha, or is it avois nefulois? Avo kishemishabrim kol hatayvois v'chol hahanois. Whereas a Jew who succeeds in breaking all of his own personal desires, where he eliminates that, where that doesn't have a place in his life. It's not what I desire. I'm here for a purpose. I'm here to please Hashem and serve Hashem. V'chol ha'hanois, and all pleasures. He's able to rid himself of all personal pleasures. Umalin ha'koil l'sharoshoi, and he elevates all of it. Any pleasure that he has in this world, he elevates it to its source. L'shore sho'avo shubchinas chesed shebikdusha, to the source of ahava, which is chesed. That's how the person subdues and eliminates the malchus harisho, and he slices away and separates and elevates the malchus of kedusha from their hands, from the bad guys. Ki ikra aliyoso alidei chesed kanal, because the main aliyah of malchus is through chesed. Bebechinas vuchan b'chesed kisei kanal, as the pasuk says, vuchan b'chesed kisei, which means, look how funny this is. You could have a guy training to become a paratrooper, and he's doing his push-ups, and he's studying all his different guns and bullets, and shooting at the rifle range, and doing all that kind of stuff. Why? Because he wants to be ready to do battle against the Malchus HaRisho, against all the enemies of the Jews that are surrounding Eretz Yisrael, that would want to kill, and a Jew has to be prepared to do battle against them. A Jew has to be prepared to subdue or destroy that Malchus HaRisho. And that's one way of doing it that we're aware of. What all of us aren't necessarily aware of is that a Jew could be in his own house, somewhere in Beit Vegan, or in Haifa, or somewhere else, and the Jew has a plate of food in front of him, and he has a choice of eating two portions or one portion, and it's something that he likes, he enjoys it, and the Jew will make a decision, a conscious decision, that despite the fact that I like this and I enjoy it, I'm only going to take one. That second one, the one is to strengthen the body to serve Hashem. That second one would be personal pleasure, and that's called ahava nefula, which is pigamen chesed, and therefore I don't want it. That person is being machmir, the malchus harishur, by his tikkun of chesed, by his being mesakin the ahava dikdusha, and being mesakin the chesed, he's doing the same task as the other one. And this is the mistake, unfortunately, that many yidn make. Each yid thinks that what he's doing is it. We're all involved in the same procedure. There's several different ways of doing it. And part of the Limud HaTorah, and especially the Limud of Likutei Halachos, Rabbeinu Zal's form, is to show you how every single aspect of Avodas Hashem and physical life play a role in the Tikkun Ha'olam, you know, and in everything that needs to be done. Rav Moshe Zal says now, V'zeh Bechinas Tzedakah. Now you could understand why the mitzvah of tzedakah is so big and so major. Shetzrichen litein mikol dover tzedakah. That from anything that a person has, any earnings that a person has, or any produce of their field, or any person produces garments, but they're supposed to give a certain portion to tzedakah. Meiser, 10%, or up to a chaimish, up to 20%. Because when a person gives tzedakah, which is an act of chesed, he's elevating the malchus, shehi bechinas ashirus, which is symbolized by wealth, miadalet malchus kanal, out of the hands of the four kingdoms of Tumah. Vazai, kishemalin kol ho ahavois v'hanois sheyesh lo mikol chefetz v'chol dover sheboilam. When a Jew elevates all the love and pleasure that's found in everything in the world, in everything in his world, he elevates it to chesed of kedusha. Vazai malin es hamalchus shubchinas hashirus mehadalet malchus. What he's actually doing is elevating the malchus from the hands of the klipos, taking it out of their hands. Umalin oiso el oyer haponim. And he's lifting it up, up, up to the place where Hashem's face is shining, kavyochol, for the malchus to receive that light that it needs to get from the oyer haponim of Hashem. Azai nishmorin mikol minei hazekois. And that's what will serve as a protection for that person's possessions from all kinds of harm. Migneva vaveda, from theft and loss, voimsin, and armed robbery or accidents, all kinds of things. It's the concept of tzedakah. And this is why, for example, the Arizal says that at which point in Shachris should a person give tzedakah? When they say, v'ato moishel bakoil, you, Hashem, rule over everything. That's the point at which a person is supposed to give tzedakah. Because tzedakah is an act of chesed, which serves to take the malchus out of the hands of klipa, and bring it into the hands of the kedusha, to be mamlech Hashem. When a person is doing that, he's crowning Hashem. Because again, I like that money too. I like that money, and I could use it for things that will bring me pleasure. And by me choosing to take these 10 agurot and lessen my own personal pleasure and give Hashem pleasure, put it in Hashem's pocket. How do you put something in Hashem's pocket today? Hashem has pockets? Yeah, the poor people, they are his reps. They are his pockets. By putting it in their pockets, I'm putting it in Hashem's pocket. I'm making Hashem richer. I'm being mamlech Hashem, literally. This is why the Gemara says that if you want to preserve your money, if you want to salt your money so that it'll last, you won't use it up, you know, in a couple of days, what you need for a month, choser, subtract from it. Take off the meiser, take off the tzedakah, that's how you'll preserve your money. A Jew who wants to preserve his money and protect it, that it should last and that it shouldn't be harmed in any way, not by theft, not by having to give it away to doctors and other things which you'd prefer not to have to do. Azai choser. The solution is lessen your money. Take hainu sheyitein stoka, kamo shepirish Rashi sham, as Rashi writes in the Gemara in Ksubas Samach Vov, where this statement is found. Because through tzedakah, which is an act of kindness, by which you're taking the malchus, which is wealth, out of the hands of klipa, tikun hamalchus, we said before, malchus is shmira, means tikun hashmira, that your money will be well protected. For all of these plans, they're talking about plans to protect your money. Protect. The Torah gives advice how to protect. The Alkein, and therefore, Hashoyel, when a Jew borrows something from someone else, Shekol Hanor Sheloi, where the Gemara says, that's a guy who's not doing Chesed, on the contrary, he wants everything. He wants all the Hanor, he's giving nothing, and he's taking everything. Chayev Afilu Boinsin. He's Chayev in all cases. He's liable if anything goes wrong. Because the shoyel who is receiving personal pleasure from that object, the one who borrows the item, he's responsible to watch over it from all types of damage. He's the one that's going to be responsible to elevate the pleasure that he's going to get from that item, to elevate it to its source, which is lebechinas chesed shebikdusha, to the chesed of kedusha, to see to it that the pleasure that he's going to get from that item isn't going to be a personal pleasure. To borrow a car from someone because I want to go to the movies or because I want to go to the... You have to ask yourself, what am I doing? Is this something that's giving Hashem nacha? Is this something that's giving Hashem kovoid or not? If it is, then there's a protection over it. If it's a concept of an ahavo for Hashem, it's something that's showing a love for Hashem, which is an union of chesed ikdusha, then there's a shmira over it. If not, then the whole responsibility to watch it is on me. And it's only if this shoyel will succeed in elevating all the hanoah that he's going to get from that item to the chesed of kedusha, then the item will be protected. It'll be watched. Therefore, that object is considered his completely regarding any type of damage that happens to it, even accidental. Ki olav mutol hashmira afilu meyonsin meachar shehahano sheloi. The responsibility is on him, the liability is on him, because the pleasure is his. Alkein hu tzorech lishmer hadavor al yedei sheyale kol hanois lesharoshe lebechinas chesed shvikdusha. How does he watch over it? He watches over it by elevating the pleasure that he's going to get from that item to its source of kedusha, which is a chesed of kedusha. And then the item will be protected from any type of damage or harm. The Alkein, Rav Nosson Zal says, and therefore, im ira afilu oines,
even if an accident, if a lion comes along and eats the lamb that he borrowed, hashoyel chayev, the borrower will be chayev, ki ha'oines bo begira delay, because the oines came, it was coming from him. Al shaloi hela es hamalchus l'sharoshoi al yidei ho'avo v'chesed shebikdusha. It's an indication to the person that he was not male v'malchus to its source through ahavo and chesed of kedusha. It's a message. Hashem is sending him a message that he didn't do what he needed to do to elevate the malchus to the chesed of kedusha.